Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In California now, drought conditions have gotten so bad that in some places, turning on the tap and having nothing come out is commonplace. The lack of running water has especially plagued the little farming town of East Porterville in the San Joaquin Valley. It's left scores of homes without working wells. Valley Public Radio reporter Ezra David Romero visited the community and found a dry river, dry wells, and people whose basic needs are threatened.
For Andrea and Kevin Zucino, the drought has become too much to handle. They're at the East Porterville fire station filling 40-gallon drums with water. Their private well dried up in August.
We seen a little dirt in the toilet and in the sink when we ran the water. So I knew something was going on, and then I went to go take a shower and there was little twinkles of water and nothing.
The couple is considering packing up their rusted Suburban and moving. Andrea says she knew it was only a matter of time before the water underneath her home would be gone.
It's drained. Everybody on our block, their well's gone dry except for one person. The very first one that went dry was like 6 months ago. We knew we were probably going to be next.
Around 1,000 of East Porterville's 7,300 residents have no water flowing from their taps. This little town has become ground zero for drought in the West. And 72-year-old East Porterville homeowner Donna Johnson has become the town's self-proclaimed water warrior.
This house is out of water. This house is out of water. I think this house still has water.
Johnson, in a straw hat, zebra glasses, and tarnished gold bangles on her wrists, shows me around town.
We're looking at a very, very dry offshoot of the Tule River. This feeds a lot of wells in this area, and it's been dry for over a year and a half.
After her well went dry in June, and rumors of more dead wells circulated, Johnson went door to door to find out exactly how big the problem was.
I started talking to people, and they go, my well's dry, or my sister's well's dry over here, or my grandmother's well dry went over here. And I go, well, how many people are dry? By the time I talked to a few people, I thought, oh, that's about 15 wells that are dry. That sounds like it might be kind of serious.
As the reports came in, Johnson, whose mother was a nurse, says her biggest fear was a health scare brought on by the lack of water.
When I went home to home, some of them were drinking water that looked like yellow and red. And some of them got desperate, and they'd have water that they knew wasn't good, and they'd start drinking it.
So she took it on herself, delivering drinking water to each home with a dry well.
Some people would be a little bit afraid to talk to me, and I'd say, I'm just here to give you water. Do you need water? And then they'd be so grateful for it, and they said somebody came.
And when the local newspaper ran an article about Johnson distributing water, donations came from the Girl Scouts, Home Depot, church groups, and others. But even with the countless calls to agencies across the region, Johnson worried it wouldn't be enough.
It's like just hitting a brick wall every few minutes. And I called Red Cross, and they said they were aware of the issue. And I said, but don't you come out when people have emergencies? And the statement I got is the county is aware of it. And I just thought, oh my God.
It wasn't until early August that Tulare County realized the health of East Porterville was at risk and began to hand out bottled water. Andrew Lockman heads the County of Tulare Office of Emergency Services. He and his team have been mapping the number of homes without water since January.
What we're seeing within East Porterville here is the highest density that we're aware of anywhere in the county of private wells that have gone dry. So when we started with 182 homes, we actually finished with over 300 homes.
Lockman says without rain, the riverbed running through the town will remain dry, dropping the aquifer under these homes even lower. It's his job to make sure this place stays free of widespread disease.
The simplest form, if you don't have drinking water, you eventually will pass away. So that's why we've been trying to push out, you know, clean, safe bottled water and trying to help those folks that are, you know, without a source of water, at least with some non-potable water so they can take care of the basic sanitary needs.
But in East Porterville, Donna Johnson, the town's water warrior, is still going door to door with bottled water.
Hi, I'm Donna. I hear you're out of water. How long have you been out of water?
Oh my gosh. 2 or 3 months.
Johnson says she won't stop distributing water until the drought ends. But that could be a while, since the only real answer to the state's ever-decreasing water supply is rain. And here in California's Central Valley, we're expecting an unusually warm autumn with little rain forecast so far. For Here and Now, I'm Ezra David Romero in East Porterville, California.
Ezra's story is part of the California Endowment Health Journalism Fellowship, a program at the University of Southern California's Annenberg School of Journalism.